Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are CEO and President of End Time Ministries, Dave Robbins, and founders of Grid Down Chowdown, Jordan and Nace Roberts. Our co-host today is Maricela Woodall. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We have an exciting program with you. We have Reverend Dave Robbins back with us again today. And we have the brothers from Grid Down Chowdown, Jordan and Nace Roberts, back with us again today. A revolutionary product. We're going to get to talking about that.
And we want to thank you. I want to thank you on behalf of Ricky, Mondo, Pastor Jim, and Lori Baker. It truly is the partners who keep this ministry broadcasting every single day. You know, one thing, Ricky, about the app kind of going down in a way is we kind of wondered, we're like, is anyone watching? Well, when the app went down, we got so many calls from our partners. And we're like, thank you, Jesus. We know that the gospel, that it's important. We know that those who watch, you want to be fed daily by the voice of the Prophets Network. And so we want to thank you for standing with our family, standing with the mission of this ministry here at Morningside. And I just want to say, if you are not a monthly partner, the monthly partners are those who believe in this ministry. You feel that this is a part of the mission. You link arms with us.
Amen.
As Ricky said, we could not do this without you. We want to bless you back in return. If you want to become a monthly partner today, I want you to call that toll-free number on the screen. It's 1-888-988-1588 and say, I want to be counted in. Of course, we always want to give you something back.
I was going to say, I'm curious. Is there anyone here in the audience who is a monthly partner?
Raise your hand if you're a monthly partner.
Come on.
Awesome.
And I have another question. If we can, do you guys have, if you're a monthly partner, have you guys gotten this pin yet?
Our PTL pin.
Who has it? Who doesn't
raise
have it?
Raise your hand if you're a monthly partner and
if
you don't have
it. If you're a monthly partner and you do not have this, raise your hand.
Already,
we're
going
to pass them out to you guys. We want to make sure you have this.
Keep your hands up because Olivia and Vicky are going to pass out the PTL pin. Remember, anytime you become a partner, we want to send you this. This is just a reminder to pray and be a part, knowing that you're a part of this with us. You're a part of the gospel going out into all the world. We want to send you the PTL pen. Of course, when you join, $30 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. You know, we've even had some who they can say, I can give $5 a month.
And that's a blessing.
I can give $10 a month. Whatever it is that the Lord is prompting your heart, whatever it is that you can sow into the kingdom of God, you do that. You feel led. You ask the Holy Spirit. He will give you. He will direct your path. And so we want to say thank you. I do want to just mention, Ricky, because sometimes we forget about this. We forget to mention it. We think that everyone knows about it, but you don't. So when you become a PTL club member, we have a special site that's just for you.
That's right.
You will receive access. It's a PTL club members. You will receive access to thousands of videos, contents.
Behind the scenes.
That's Pastor Jim, messages from Pastor Jim, his video interview with Ronald Reagan. So we have some incredible content that is available for you. We want to bless you with that. And that's our way of saying thank you. Thank you for believing in the Jim Baker Family Show. Thank you for standing with us. And together we know that the gospel of the kingdom is being preached all around the world. So we want to thank you for the studio audience. Hey, listen, if you have
not
joined, how many of you got your pants?
Come on, praise God.
And if you have not joined yet, then join with us today.
Amen. That's right. Yeah, if there's anybody who wants to join, just simply raise your hand. We have wonderful ladies over here who can come up to you and do that. Like I said, the PTL Television Network solely depends on you and your willingness to sow into the ministry. You know, Marcel, you said, you know, we have people who do the $5 a month. Yes. And I'll let you know right now, that is so influential. That is so vital. It's, you know, the price of, you know, nowadays, sadly, because of our inflation economy, it's the price of a cup of coffee. It used to not be that way. And hopefully we can get back to the point where it's not that way.
Yes.
But, you know, it's the price of a cup of coffee. But I don't think people really understand those $5 a month monthly partners, you guys who are sowing into this ministry, even the $5 a month, you are so wildly important to this ministry. And I want to say thank you. Reverend Dave Robbins, you are back with us again today.
Amen.
I have a formal bio I'm going to read on you. Yeah. It's going to take up half the show if I read the whole thing. Reverend Dave Robbins is the son-in-law of the late Irvin Baxter, which I want to say is a dear friend to this ministry. Pastor Jim Baker, I could honestly always tell you, yes, when I go into the home, if he's not listening to Fats Domino's,
that's,
or if he's
right,
in Blu-ray, he was, yes, watching Dr. Irvin Baxter, always, and he would, amen, have him up on the big screen TV. So we grew up with Irvin in our home. I felt, yeah, like, yes, he was a friend and family member to,
sure,
us, but he's the son-in-law of Irvin Baxter. He's also an End Times prophecy teacher and the editor of the End Time magazine, which you can become a subscriber to. We're going to,
yes,
talk,
sure,
about that. And he's the host of the End Time show, and it's a TV and radio program, and this can be seen on the PTL television network Sundays at 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we have our favorite, come on, brothers back. You guys aren't twins, are you? Come
no,
on,
we have
our, I know they're not. We have our favorite brothers back here with us, Jordan and Nace Roberts.
Yes.
These,
yeah,
are the founders of Grid,
yes,
Down, Chow Down. And brother, we're going to get into some things about that today as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Reverend, if somebody wants to join and get the magazine or see your products, how could, yes, we go about that?
So everything stems from our website, endtime.com. That's endtime.com. And very, very important, because there's so much there's more content than you could ever read or,
yes,
watch on there.
Amen.
We've been my father-in-law started the magazine back in 1991. And it's been going ever since. We've never had to offer one retraction from that magazine, which,
wow,
lets you know
amazing,
everything is documented.
Amen. Amen.
To the nth degree.
Awesome.
Very thankful.
That's,
and that,
awesome,
also goes, our partners for since 2005, when George Bush signed the Real ID Act into law,
right,
basically turning our driver's license into national ID cards.
That's right.
That our partners have subscribed all of Congress, every president, all of the movers and shakers in the media industry, Dennis Prager, Glenn Beck, all those guys, they all have been subscribed since 2005 to End Time Magazine.
Amen.
Yeah. So Obama got his, Bush got his.
I hope they were
Trump
reading
got
them
his.
Too.
Well, I have a friend who goes in and remodels. When the Congress are brought in, he remodels their offices.
Hmm.
And he has seen End Time Magazine sitting on their desk many times.
Wow.
Amen.
And some of them may throw it in the trash. All those years, there's been one person that's ever sent us a letter and said, don't ever send us that magazine again, and that was Paul Ryan, the ex-Speaker of the House.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Other than that, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they all got theirs,
wow,
the whole time of their entire tenure. So,
wow,
it's, I'm praying that it's been a very influential,
yes,
periodical.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 We want you to go and support this ministry. This is a critical ministry for the times which we are living in. You guys truly break down Revelation to where the common folk can understand it. And brother, I'm the common folk.
I start to say I'm a common folk.
And when I can understand it in its fullness,
yeah, yeah,
you are breaking it down,
yeah,
to a,
yeah,
place where we can understand it.
Yes.
You know, Nana, we have an affiliate program,
yes,
with them.
That's,
this,
right,
is one of the,
amen,
most exciting affiliates that we have. I'm holding just one of the many,
that's,
things,
right,
that they,
yes,
have to offer. But this,
yes,
right here, I think this is a 14
DVD
set, DVD
set, yeah,
called,
yep,
Understanding the End Times.
That's correct.
That's how you know you're a friend of Pastor Jim Baker.
Yeah.
Only you guys and Pastor Jim Baker, but 14 DVDs,
right,
in one package. Come,
yes,
on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's right. We want to, of course, let you know anytime you give through our affiliate program,
yes,
by going to the website, jimbakershow.com, and you click on the End Time Ministry. You'll see Reverend Dave,
yes,
on that link. But remember, you are standing with us. You're standing with their ministry.
Yes.
It's so important that the body of Christ has partnered together in these last of the last,
amen,
days. You know, our dad has always told us, is like the way that the church is going to survive. The church is you and I. The way that we are going to survive in these times is when we come together, when we partner together, when we are in one accord.
Amen.
And so that's what we're doing through the affiliate program. We have created a way that not only can you stand with the voice of the prophets or the PTL network, but now we are able to partner with like-minded ministries to preach the gospel all around the world together.
Amen. Right. If you're just tuning in, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL television network. We want to thank you. This is our 2024 Ready Now Expo. It's an amazing event. You can go to readynowexpo.com and see everything we've had to offer up to this point. Sermons, teachings,
yes,
seminars, practical,
man,
exercises. You are not going to want to miss that.
Man.
Reverend Dave, we're going to jump right into it if you don't,
let's,
mind.
Go.
We have this question in the church a lot of the times because there are very few in comparison to the amount of ministers in the United States of America and globally,
sure,
who really dive deeply into the book of Revelation.
Right.
So a lot of the questions is, you know, I hear of these four ominous figures called the horsemen of the,
yeah,
apocalypse. Who are they and where are they found in Scripture?
Yeah, so they're found in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 through 8. And it talks about a white horse, a red horse, a black horse, and a pale horse.
Okay.
And if you look in a King James version of the Bible, and that I've seen movies, I've seen books written on these things. I've had so many people sending me stuff saying, hey, these are four actual physical horses that will come on the scene in the end time, be riding across the land, killing people, blowing up cities. And I thought, man, that's really not it. We've got to get to the, what's the truth of all of this? So those are found in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 through 8.
Yes.
But just like any topic in the Bible, when you are trying to figure out anything, salvation, the oneness of God, I mean, anything, you've in prophecy, you've got to look at every verse that pertains to that topic, right? Because you're going to miss a clue way over here. You think you got it figured out, and then you see this verse, and you're like, oh, man. Well, it adds more clarity, yes, to the prophecy. So if you go back to Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1 through 8, Zechariah saw the same vision, but those four horsemen were pulling chariots. But it's the same exact vision. And Zechariah asked the Lord, what are these? Mm-hmm. And the Lord tells him that these are the four spirits that go forth from the heavens and that they will control the ideologies of mankind in the end time. We know that when you look at the whole prophecy. Mm-hmm. So what are these four horsemen that are actually, they're symbolic of spirits that will be controlling ideologies of mankind in the end time? Well, the colors are very important.
Yes.
The first one was a white horse. Now, I'm not going to take time to prove all this, but there is, we would be here the rest of the program.
You can get this if you want to see that, right?
Yeah, so all of this, that in the book explains it all in great detail. The white horse is the spirit of Catholicism, the white spirit in the earth today. The Pope has a white Pope mobile. He's got a white helicopter. He's got a white, I mean, you can tell if you look, right, at a papal parade and you see the two ruling bodies of the Catholic Church, the red is the cardinals, the blue is the bishops and archbishops, but the one guy standing in white all the way at the end of a 2-mile parade, you can tell that that's the Pope. It's the white spirit in the earth today. Mm. There's many ways to prove that. Anyway, that's the white spirit, the white horse. It's symbolic of a spirit. The red horse, you know about red Russia, red China, red Romania, the reds under the bed, the red scare. It means revolution. It's communism, socialism. And the Bible actually tells us because of that red spirit that the end time world government will be a communistic or socialistic world governing body. So that's the white spirit, the red spirit. Then the black spirit, that's capitalism. The rider on the horse had a pair of balances. If you look on your dollar bill, it shows in the treasury seal a pair of balances.
Right.
It's commerce. And so the black spirit is the capitalistic spirit. It's diametrically opposed to the socialistic communistic spirit. They've been at each other, loggerheads, since the Cold War. And so the white, red, and black. But then you come to in a King James version, the translator said that it was the fourth one was a pale horse. But if you look in the original Greek, the word was chloros. Mm. Well, chloros, if you remember your old biology class, chloros is the thing that the thing that makes plant green,
right,
in a plant. Yeah.
Right.
So chloros, it's three other times in the New Testament it was translated green. Three times. Green grass, the green grass, the green grass. But then when the writer translated it, Revelation 6:8, it says pale. Well, it should have been translated green. If you go to a William Tyndale Bible, he actually translated it correctly. He said a green horse.
Mm-hmm.
So the green spirit, which is the last spirit that will come into play, it will rise just prior to the Great Tribulation, is the Islamic spirit on the earth.
Wow.
When you go to the Temple Mount, you guys have probably been there. Mm-hmm. When you look at everything that's not stone, it's all painted green because the Muslim Waqf controls the Temple Mount.
Yes.
They want to let you know who controls this, and they let you know that by painting everything green.
And that's the reason that we see the soldiers wearing green bandanas as
That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
In a Muslim parade, they have green bandanas, green armbands, mm-hmm, green flags, because green is the spirit of Islam.
Mm.
Well, that's the last. Notice how it's rising in the earth today.
Oh, absolutely.
That according to the Bible, that's the last spirit to arise because that's the fourth seal. The fifth seal is the Great Tribulation.
Wow.
So it's the last, and you can see that there's so many ways to prove we're in the end time. So it's Revelation 6, 1 through 8, Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1 through 8, and these four horsemen are spirits that control the ideologies of pretty much everybody on the earth. Most everybody on the earth falls under one of those four categories. Mm. And that's where they're found in the Bible. They're spirits. Very important. I've seen so many movies and books. These are four horsemen that are going to come killing everybody. That simply is not what's happening here. They're four spirits. It says that under the red horse that they will kill each other. And if you look at Stalin, he killed 20 million Russians.
Wow.
That's right.
And they kill each other it doesn't matter. They're just vying for power. They're taking over. And they would go in and kill millions of their own people just for their own power.
Wow.
And so every clue plays out perfectly. The Bible says the white rider had a bow but no arrows. He's got a different way of fighting a war. And it's a religious situation. So two of those are religious powers. Two of them are political powers. And they're spirits that will control the ideologies of mankind in the end time. But the key thing, the green spirit is the last one to arise before the Great Tribulation. Folks, we're right there.
Wow.
It's arising in the earth today.
Yes.
Used to, people were scared of socialism.
Right.
Back when I was, you know, coming up through the Cold War, and people thought, man, socialism, communism, it's a bad word. But now that's been replaced with the green spirit of Islam.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that writer says that writer's name was Death, and Hades followed him.
That's correct.
And that is the green.
Muslim. Exactly.
That is that green.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And
yeah.
So we have seen the four horsemen of the apocalypse, like you said, taken as a literal, you know, hey, there will be four horses riding around. But you believe that it is two political and two spiritual powers here on the earth. So that begs the question, how does that affect us modern day Christians here in 2024? Do we need to be watching out for these things?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to understand these prophecies, number one, because it helps us on the timeline.
Right.
The green spirit rising right now, a lot of people try to discount the prophecies of the Bible. That's just some mythical book that, it's a bunch of fairy tales. Nobody can pay any attention to this. But when I can walk them down through the prophecies, Jesus said, I tell you these things now, 2,000 to 2,500 years ago. I tell you them now, that way when they come to pass, you might believe. Mm-hmm. Not that you might be scared, but that you might believe. So what I'm trying to do in using these prophecies, I am looking at the timelines and different things. How does this pertain to us? But also, it's one of the easiest ways that I've found you guys to help build people's faith in the Word of God. Because the Bible is the only book on the planet that you can go back 2,000 to 2,500 years ago, and I can use current events in the news to show how those prophecies are coming to pass.
Yes. That is
there's no other religious book on the planet, just the Bible.
Amen.
So there's many reasons why we need to know these things. And these things here help us to understand the ideologies of mankind because, like the red spirit, the red horse, it lets me know the ideology, the spirit, communism, socialism. Well, when you get to Revelation 17:3, I know that the seven-headed ten-horned beast in Revelation 13 is the world-governing body. Revelation 17:3, Revelation 17 and 18 is God showing John the judgment of the great whore, the mother of Babylon and all her daughters, Mystery Babylon and all of her daughters. And God's going to judge that end time false religious system. Mm-hmm. But in Revelation 17:3, John said, he took me and showed me a woman, which is the false religious system, sitting on the back of a seven-headed ten-horned beast. But it says there that it's a scarlet-colored seven-headed ten-horned beast or a red. Well, I know from this prophecy that the end time world governing body will be a communistic or a socialistic world governing body. The Antichrist will be a communist or a socialist. And if you, let me explain to you, just go a little farther here. The United Nations, which is the seat of the world governing body in the earth today, this plays out so perfectly with the prophecies because the United Nations has been a socialistic, communistic, one world governing body since its inception. FDR was a globalist. He believed in a world governing body. He put New World Order on our dollar bill in 1935. It's in the ribbon under the pyramid with the all-seeing eye, Novus Ordo Seclorum. And so he put that there in 35. Well, after World War II, the United Nations Charter was signed in 1945, but FDR was a dying man at the end of his tenure. And he had a man that was basically his sidekick that went to all the meetings and everything when they were going to carve up Europe, so much of Russia. You wonder why Russia got so much of Eastern Europe after World War II. It's because he had a man tied to his hip called Alger Hiss. And Alger Hiss went to all these meetings. He was involved in the carving up of Europe after World War II. Well, at the end, Roosevelt was a dying man. He gave Alger Hiss the job of being the architect of the United Nations Charter. Mm-hmm. So they did that. They signed it in 1945. 3 years later, it was found out that Alger Hiss was a communist spy.
Wow.
So the United Nations was established to be a communistic one-world governing body, and that's why Russia got so much of Eastern Europe after World War II because Alger Hiss, you had your own man on both sides of the table.
That's right.
You can get a pretty good deal when you do that.
That's right.
So, but what I'm saying is the Bible says this last time, end time world government will be a red or a communistic or socialistic one world governing body. These prophecies are playing out as detailed as you can get. How did they know that? How did John, exiled out on the Isle of Patmos, know to write these prophecies in such detail? Because God knows the end from the beginning. Mm-hmm. He's already seen all this play out, and he went back to the writers of the Bible, Daniel, Zechariah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and John, and some of the apostles. And then he himself, when he was here in a fleshly form, in Matthew 24, the most famous prophecy chapter in the Bible,
yes,
they laid all this stuff out for us,
yeah,
this great timeline of events. And God said, okay, guys, here's what's going to happen. John, you write this. Ezekiel, Daniel. So I can go to the prophecies of the Bible and look at what's going on in the news and say, oh, my goodness.
Lines right
Jesus
up.
Christ is coming back before
Amen.
Very long.
Amen.
I've got to be born again, and I've got to get everybody else born again as well.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we see Israel in the news a lot as well. And I have a question for you. It is, what is Israel's prophesied future? But before you answer that, I want to watch the breaking news story
sure.
of what's happening right now. Let's watch this.
Morning, Israel on high alert as more than 40 rockets from Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah light the night sky. The Iron Dome intercepting many of those missiles over northern Israel. This is new video seen by the Associated Press reportedly shows Iranian commandos raiding a ship, which Israeli Army Radio says is likely Israeli-owned, near the Strait of Hormuz. It comes as Israel prepares for the potential of a larger attack directly from Iran. Retaliation for a strike on Iran's consulate in Syria earlier this month that killed senior Iranians. U.S. officials telling ABC News that Iran has readied more than 100 cruise missiles and a sizable number of drones over the past week. This as the U.S. government issues a warning to American embassy staff in Israel, telling them to stay put in cities. President Biden again warning Iran against a retaliatory attack.
Mr. President, what is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't. We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel. And Iran will not succeed.
People on the ground here cautious about the potential of an Iranian strike.
If Iran attacked, it would be World War III, I think, because the United States prepares itself to strike against Iran.
So again, what is Israel's prophesied future? And as that lady said at the end of the interview, this would mean World War III.
Yeah. So I've been watching for years as Israel... As Iran, who is the head of the snake here, they're fighting a proxy war. What that means is they don't want to get involved directly, but they've got proxies that they've trained to surround Israel. Hezbollah in the north, in Lebanon. You've got the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Hamas in the south, in Gaza. Then you've got the Houthis down in Yemen. And there are others. There are some in Syria and Iraq, and they also have them in 30 other different nations around the world, by the way.
Wow.
They have them here as well.
It's been
proven.
States of America.
They have them here in the United States. Yeah, they can fly into Mexico and walk
right.
across the border.
Walk
wow.
across,
so
right.
the fact of the matter is that Israel's prophesied future. So I know that there's going to be a peace agreement formed in the near future between Israel and the Palestinians. Number one, Israel will be here all the way through. Okay. Israel's never going to be destroyed. I don't care what the international community says. You're going to be annihilated. It's not going to happen. I don't
Amen.
Care what Iran says. It's not
Amen.
Going to happen. Because of the prophecies of the Bible,
yeah.
Israel will always be
okay.
here.
Amen.
However,
Amen.
The current conflict, we've got to look at Revelation 9, verse 13 through 21, because it prophesies of a war that will emanate out of the Euphrates River region,
right.
Turkey, Syria, and Iraq and Iran. It says, loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates for to kill a third part of all of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So we're staring this in the face right now. It's one of the next events on God's prophetic timeline, this giant timeline we talked about earlier. And could this current conflict lead to that? It absolutely could, because you've got Iran sitting here. They've been fighting a proxy war, but the problem with these videos just showed is that Iran is prepared because Israel went in and bombed a lot of different
right.
generals and a lot of their major people in their army that in Lebanon and different places that they're saying, hey, we're going to get involved directly with Israel. Now you're talking about the head of the snake coming in. So the United States has already sent ships over there
That's
to
right.
counteract that. However, just like we are an ally of Israel, we're willing to come in at your defense. Iran has two big brothers right over her back, and that is China and Russia.
That's right.
They've signed agreements with her. If you go to war, if the United States gets involved, then we're going to come in. That's what we're looking at here. You're talking about World War III tomorrow morning, if that happens.
Yes.
So it's a dicey situation, to say the least, but I want everybody to know that. Now, can I guarantee this will lead to World War III? I cannot. I mean, this could all die off tomorrow. I don't think it will. Because, yeah, like you said earlier, on their bombs that they've tested over the last year or so, they'll put death to Israel on there.
That's right.
I gave the scenario earlier about Iran is religiously bound to destroy Israel and the United States because they believe that would quicken the coming of their Messiah figure, the Mahdi. They believe they need to get rid of those that are trying to establish a world government now to quicken the way for their coming Mahdi, who would set up the Sharia law, the Shiite Sharia law, globally, his own world governing body. So they believe they're religiously bound to destroy Israel and the United States. They call Israel little Satan and us big Satan.
Right.
So I watch the Middle East. I do know about Russia and Ukraine. I do know about China and Taiwan, which could tie into this eventually. However, I watch the Middle East like a hawk because of loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates. Revelation 9, that war's coming. The first five trumpets have already occurred. We're staring the sixth trumpet right in the face, which is this World War III. So this conflict certainly could, I don't want to sensationalize something that I shouldn't. I want to make sure I'm telling people the facts.
Yes.
And so it could lead to a World War III situation, just like this lady in the video said. And it's time for it on the prophetic timeline. But I want to assure everybody that Israel has a prophesied destiny. Jesus said that, so in Daniel 9:24, the Lord told Daniel, he said, I'm going to give this prophecy is pertaining to your people and to the city of Jerusalem. And it's a 490-year prophecy. The last 7 years, Israel's going to be intact all the way to the Battle of Armageddon.
That's right.
And at the Battle of Armageddon, it's going to look like Israel is going to be destroyed. But at that time, the Bible says they'll call out for their Messiah. He's going to come, put his feet on the Mount of Olives, Zechariah 14:2, and he will fight as he did in the day of battle. And God is going to save Israel from this world governing army,
amen,
tear down human governments. And the Bible says he will establish his kingdom here on the earth at that time, and Israel will be restored. The Bible says all of Israel will be saved at that time,
amen,
because they will recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah, which is the only, amen, way to be saved. So Israel will be here all the way through.
Amen.
Amen. They're not going to be destroyed.
They're not going to be destroyed.
Absolutely,
friends,
not.
It's important that us as the church supports Israel.
Yes.
It is,
yes,
important.
Amen.
You have a college over in Israel.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So Jesus said in Matthew 24, that when you see the abomination of desolation occur, when you see the Antichrist stand in that rebuilt Jewish temple proclaiming to be God, he immediately said, let them which be in Judea flee. Well, modern day Judea would be, and this is almost, some Jews consider this an anti-Semitic remark when you call it the West Bank. See, it's not the West Bank, it's Judea, Samaria.
Yes.
And so Jesus said, let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, for them would be great tribulation such as was not, has ever been, or ever will be. The greatest time of persecution the world has ever known, way beyond Hitler. Okay, now that's a bold statement, but this is what Jesus said. So that's a New Testament prophecy. Who, during that time, in that era, the Jews don't follow the New Testament. Who's going to warn them? Ricky, right. I can tell you now, I don't know of anybody, to my knowledge, right, I don't know of anybody else that's saying, we've got to warn those Jews and get them to flee.
That's right.
So during my father-in-law, Irvin Baxter, on his way to Israel one time, he's praying. He's asking God, who's going to warn these people? And God said, I've given you a magazine,
yes,
that is the most, to my knowledge, the most widely read prophecy magazine,
amen,
in the world. I've given you a radio. I've given you a global platform. You're going to warn them.
Wow.
And my father-in-law, said, I don't know Hebrew. I don't know about that area. I don't know how I'm going to warn them. And God said, listen,
amen,
I've given you a global platform. You're going to warn,
yes,
them. So
yes, say yes.
We are, amen, when the final 7 years hits, we're going to mail a magazine to every home in Israel. 3 years into that final 7 years, we're going to do a door-knocking campaign out,
wow,
there. And we've had people contact us. I've got a way to email every home in Israel.
Wow.
Many times over.
Incredible.
And we're going to do those campaigns trying to warn them. Well, many of them will leave. They'll come into Israel proper. And because we sent a magazine over there in 98, many of them left already. We were kind of testing the waters. So this Bible's coming to pass like to the nth degree. Well, when we, so we're going to warn them. So what we did, when they leave and come into Israel proper, when I say Israel proper, I mean pre-67 borders, you know what I'm talking
about? Yes.
Different than the West Bank. They're going to have, what are they going to do? Because we're going to plan on saving Jews.
Amen. Yes.
They need to be born again today.
Amen.
It's not resuming the sacrifices won't save them. They've got to be born again just like we do.
Amen.
Jews and Gentiles together. The Bible prophesies about an end time Jewish-Gentile church mixed, just like the early church was a Jewish-Gentile church mixed.
Amen.
And so very important that people understand that. But God helped us to establish a physical college. We own a physical college in downtown Jerusalem, and I teach there every Thursday to a class full of Jews and different people, all kinds of people that come in there every Thursday from my television studios in Dallas. There's no latency. It's like I can, we got big screens over there, and I can say, yes, Eli, Sheva, Zipporah, and I can answer questions just like we're in a classroom. They can see me and I can see them. And we're preparing, we're setting the stage. And it's very cool because I have been able to use my father-in-law, and we kind of developed a way, God helped us actually, to bring Jews from the Old Testament into the New Testament using Bible prophecy. I'm telling you, it is the most seamless thing. And I've got Jews today asking me about Matthew 24.
Amen.
What about Revelation?
Yes.
It's so cool.
Amen.
And so we've shared many of them with the gospel. We've baptized many of them. It's been awesome.
Amen.
And so I'm there for the people.
Yes.
I love the land of Israel, but Amen. I'm there for the people because what goes on into eternity is where is my soul going?
That's right.
And how many souls can I take with me?
Amen.
That's the most important thing. So we have a college down there, and we're warning them.
Yeah.
Amen.
You go to our website, and there's a deal there that says, warn the Jews. And we have people that donate to that because they realized that the prophecies of the Bible are coming to pass in intricate detail.
So if they want to donate to that, where would they go?
Yeah, just go to endtime.com and then go to warn the Jews at the top.
Warn the Jews. Wants you to go and support this ministry.
Yeah.
It's a critical work which they are doing over there in Israel. And you're doing it from Dallas, Texas as well. You said every Thursday.
Yeah.
No latency. You're over there teaching.
Oh, yeah.
In Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Our college is actually, we have many things that happen in the college. I've got one thing going on there because I'm 7,000 miles from
That's
there.
Right.
But the missionary, he works out of our college. We have Bible studies, church services, and there are seven Filipino churches that are going on in Israel, and there's a large Hispanic work that's going on in Israel. They all work around and in and out of our college, and when the Filipinos have their general conference, they have it in our college. So our college is the hub for so much going on in Israel, and I'd love to show you guys it sometime when you're there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, don't twist my arm. You've convinced me. I'll go. We'd love to go see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, we have Jordan and Nace Roberts here with us today. These guys are a blessing from Grid Down, Chow Down.
Yeah.
You know, we look at Bible prophecy, and a lot of the times, you know, some people will just read it and say, hey, it's a little bit beyond my comprehension. But when we have people like Reverend Dave Robbins, you can break it down and realize, oh, I'm actually living in the end of the end times. There have been warning sounds. There have been signs. There have been prophecies fulfilled. I'm living in those times. Mm-hmm. We hear of wars and rumors of wars. And we say something like a World War III. That's why you guys created this company.
Yeah.
It is so that people are prepared in the end times.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, when we saw what was the results of COVID, we saw that things were moving really rapidly, that they were accelerating. Before my dad passed away, he was talking to us about, hey, listen, we got to start, because God was laying on his heart, we have to start getting prepared.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because we didn't act, that didn't get done, you know. But after he passed away, we felt like it's even more urgent now. And then I'm just thankful that we actually still have time right now to get prepared.
Yeah.
Sure. Because otherwise we would have been caught, you know, in a bad situation.
That's right.
So, you know, we have been fortunate. God blessed us with this idea. It wasn't our idea. You know, he gave it to us. And he's helped us along the way. It's weird how things work out to where when God gives us an idea, it's weird when he doesn't and we try to do it on our own.
Amen.
We like push really, really hard and nothing happens. And we're like, man, this is difficult.
Yeah.
But when God does it, it's like, we shouldn't have been able to do that. Everybody else that's done it has failed.
Yeah.
And we did it right on the first time. And so that was one of these things where we did it right on the first time. We're not geniuses by any means. And God just had his hand on this.
The Holy Spirit inspired idea.
Yeah. Sure.
Amen. You know, we've seen, and this is a real meat. It's not synthetic. It's not made in a lab. Unlike, you know, we have some governing body systems across the world who says, hey, we want you guys eating synthetic meat. And we want you guys eating bugs. We actually have a news report. I want to watch this.
Okay.
You know, they want humans eating bugs. But right now we've gotten to the point where they're actually having animals eat these insects as well for protein. Watch this.
The food most people eat has to eat something. The millions of chickens, pigs, and cows many rely on being fed a diet high in corn, soybeans, and other grains. But it takes a lot of land, water, energy, pesticides, and more to grow and transport all these crops. With some climate activists saying these factors contribute to the already high carbon footprint associated with animal agriculture.
It's incredibly unsustainable.
To help make the modern day food system more sustainable, British-based company EntoCycle is investing in the mass production of insects known as black soldier flies.
It is the quickest, cheapest, most sustainable insect to farm, and it's a non-disease, non-pest species that's found all over the world.
Because the bugs are so small, the company says they don't require a lot of space and resources to be raised. The company is transforming these little guys into protein-rich food for livestock and using its software to help other organizations farm billions of black soldier flies on an industrial level.
And so our suite of technology removes that kind of the issues around managing so many animals at one time. It removes that kind of human labor that's very costly in certain areas of a facility.
So guys, that begs the question, why are they trying to, decrease the amount of cattle we have here in the United States of America?
Well, I think, you know, if you listen to the World Economic Forum and places like that, they're going to say it's the greenhouse's effect.
Right.
You know, they pass too much gas or whatever.
As they fly on their private jets to go meet about right. this. But anyways, that's a separate story.
Right, but so. it comes down to if you control, right. you know, the food supply, then right. you get to control a lot of things. You get to control how we act. You get to control how much we buy. You know, if you go back to 1950, we've already talked about this, but there was 20 million farmers and ranchers.
Yes.
You go to 1970, just 20 years past that, you cut it in half. It's only 10 million farmers and ranchers. Mm-hmm. Now at 2024, we're only at 2 million right. farmers and ranchers. So 2% of the population of America is feeding America.
Wow.
I think that's very dangerous. I think we see how fragile the system really is,
that's
and
right.
we get caught up in not thinking about it, you know, but... You know, when they decide that now is the time or when things start to accelerate a little bit more, I mean, the grocery stores are only going to have enough food for, you know, 4 to 5 days. The average American probably only has 2 to 3 days worth of food in their house.
That's right.
You know, so when they control the food supply, they're going to control our actions.
Right.
You know, sure. before the 2020 pandemic happened, I was up in Alaska at the time, and my wife, we had a Costco up there. My wife said, hey, I think we need to go and just get some things. We had our house relatively supplied with all the, you know, toiletry needs we'd have, food needs we have, but she hears from the Holy Spirit, and I was like, well, we don't need more toilet paper than we need. We don't need more paper towels than we need. No, we should just get it just in case. And I kid you not, a week later, Costco is completely empty. Toilet paper, meat, every, you know, a thing that we would consider a necessity of life, completely gone. And they weren't able to restock because we were up in Alaska, but they weren't able to restock for weeks. So I thank God that I have a wife who hears from the Holy
sure.
Spirit.
Right. Amen.
And second off, you know, I think it's important that we as the church are prepared.
Yeah.
So what is this? If someone has never heard of Grid Down, Chow Down, what exactly is this and what is the application for a believer?
So Grid Down, Chow Down, the whole name came out of when the grid is down, you can still chow down. You can
yes.
still eat, okay? So the whole deal is to give us, the body of believers, options because... It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, okay? I think also his people are going to perish for lack of preparing. I think
right.
the number one preparation we can do is, like Dave said, is we got to make sure our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's
yeah.
the most
yeah.
important thing we can do, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We, like with this product, we want to offer hope, okay? God right. has blessed us with this. We're to our family, to yours. You know,
Amen.
Whenever you support us, that helps us to support you guys. And it's just kingdom business.
Yes.
But this is grass-fed, grass-finished, freeze-dried raw beef. So it's not dehydrated. It's not beef jerky. You add water to it, and Nason's going to walk us through the steps right now.
Yeah, so when you get this product, this is actually 3 pounds in this, so it's 12 servings. So each
Amen.
Pound, a lot of people ask, Ricky, do I have to cook all 3 pounds at once? No, you don't, because it comes individually.
Wow.
So this is vacuum sealed. This is 1 pound. And it looks a little, a little creepy at first. So this is what it is. We broke it down. And so all you have to do is
add water.
So
to
we
it.
Just broke it into smaller pieces, yes, so that it absorbs the water faster. When you first grab it, it's really, really light.
Right.
So if you take 24 pounds of this at wet weight, so you buy 24 pounds of meat at the store, whenever we freeze dry it, it's going to reduce it down to about 7 pounds. So you can put 24 pounds of meat in your backpack and take off.
Wow.
And you have a month's worth of meat just for yourself.
Yes.
So what he did here, he was just covered the water up, or covered the meat up with water. So 10 to 15 minutes, it's going to be completely hydrated, and it's going to be raw. So it's going to be blood. It's going to have everything in it. Then you would start preparing it like you would normal, like you just got it from the grocery store.
That's
so,
right.
So what can I do with it? That's the question. Is it like regular ground beef that I'd buy at the grocery store?
Yeah. So it's just regular ground beef. Mm-hmm. So you can make your hamburgers. If you can see this, if without tipping it, they did like some. They did like some nacho stuff,
right,
some taco stuff. You can do hamburgers. You can do meatloaf. You can do meatballs. You can do chili. Anything you do with ground beef. This is raw, okay? So everything we bring.
So that's the thing I have to say, guys. I have to get in here. It's like, let me, listen. I have to tell you guys, the first time we got this, we looked at it and we were like, and many partners call and they're like, is it beef jerky? Is it? They're trying to wrap their head around this. When I tell you truly what you're looking at, and I know it sounds so simple, it truly is raw beef, and it's some of the best, because not only do you guys take this beef, tell us about, which I love. I'm like, you guys took the entire cow. You're not skipping out. You're not giving us the pieces that are not the best of the cow. How are you guys taking a cow and turning it into this that we are eating today?
Yeah, go ahead, Nace.
Yeah, so what we did is over here, when you support us, you support the ministry because we're partnering up with them.
Yes.
But also on here, you support the local ranchers. So what we did, like Jordan explained the last couple of days, we have a local rancher that was losing $50,000 a year on his cattle during the pandemic.
Wow.
So he came to us and said, hey, I'll supply the beef to you guys. Can you do something with it? And at that point, we're like, yes, we can. And so during that time, we're like, hey, what can we do with this beef? And so we took the whole cow, ground it up to ground beef, and that's what you get. So you get the prime, this we call this the steak burger that you get. So you get all the pieces of the best meats in here.
So you get the ribeye, you get the sirloin, you get the T-bone, you get everything.
Incredible.
So all the best cuts are still in here. So you're not just saving the worst to go into your
burger.
That's right.
Yeah. So listen, if you're watching right now, actually for our studio audience, do you want to try it? We always believe in that's why you
not
need to
just
be
the studio
here.
Audience. I would like
that's
to try
why
it too.
You should be here at the Ready Now Expo because all of these great partners get to try the food. So I'm gonna have our lovely ladies, they're gonna go out so you can taste it. And I believe today they seasoned it with some Mexican spices.
Yep.
Ooh,
and so it's a taco seasoning. But that's what I love though, is this is a product that you guys truly have worked diligently. It's something that we can put our names on. You know, that's very important to Pastor Jim. Where is our food? Who are we partnering with? What is their mission? Are they believers? Because that's important that in these days we support other believers,
that's
other
right.
ministries, other companies who are standing for the gospel. But if you're watching right now and you say, I've been seeing this, I've been hearing about this, but I just have not had a chance to order mine, I want you to go to our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-988-1588. Amen. What I love is when you call the operators, they're going to be able to walk you through how many of servings, as they mentioned, each package like this. This right here is 3 pounds worth of rehydrated meat in there. So you can see it's light. You can put this in your preparedness area, but I tell you, use it now. This is a product that you can use every day. They have not pre-seasoned this, so that makes it versatile for you to use it in any recipe where you would use ground beef. You can also visit our affiliate site when you click on Grid Down Chow Down. Place your orders.
Yes.
I always encourage you to go to the website because you can see specifically how much meat you want to get. There's 12 servings, 24 servings, and we're still working. The guys have ramped up. We're going to be opening up the monthly subscription again very soon.
Amen.
So stay tuned for that. When you call, ask them, is the monthlies available? But call that toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588, to place your order today.
That's right. You know, our studio audience is trying this. Is it? We get a show of hands. Is it pretty good? Come on.
Woo!
One thing I always try, I cook this for my parents. I take our new manna food that we have partnered with them. I take everything over to Pastor Jim. I cook it for him. I let him try it. If he gives me the thumbs up, we can go forward with it. If he gives me the thumbs down, which he has on some products, then we don't offer it. It's not an affiliate program here. He gave us a thumbs up, and I always tell him, Dad, in 50, 15 years, this will taste exactly like this. You have to remember that. This is a 10 to 15 year shelf life. You guys have done an amazing work. Like you said, many have tried this before you. They have not been able to get it right. You guys got it right on the first time. I believe it's because the Holy Spirit gave you the recipe on how to do this.
Yes.
And I want to say thank you for saying yes to the Holy Spirit and saying, you know what, God, I'm willing to go into an avenue where, you know, people might make fun of me for doing long-term shelf life food. People might say whatever they want, but you guys said yes. And you said, we want to prepare the body of Christ no matter what comes with it. So I have a question. Does this lose nutrients through this process?
I'm going to answer that real quick, but you know, we have a funny story. We were in Florida at one point, and someone spoke a prophecy over us. That was the first time anybody ever spoke a prophecy over me. I thought someone was trying to pull my leg. They're doing that, you know, if someone was videotaping us or whatever, but they spoke a prophecy over us that we're going to be doing something that we've never done before. I said, well, that's cool. So, you know, me and Nace are like, well, I wonder what that is. We're trying to figure it out. So I'm in the hotel, and then someone else comes up to me and they say, hey, I need to talk to you. God told me to tell you something. I said, okay. And he said, you're going to be transitioning in this, you know, and I'm like, what does that mean? Like, is he saying like, I'm going to be turning into a woman? I didn't know where we're going with this. You know, I'm like, you know, I find that offensive.
I was
going to
say,
you know?
Dave, come on my side of the table.
And so I was like, were you at church the other night? And he goes, no. And I said, someone else spoke that over me. So that was just confirmation.
Wow.
But I still felt like, well, that's weird. So me and Nace try to do things, and we ended up doing some business opportunities that may have not been that, but it's just like, as we seek God, we wake up, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves where we're supposed to be, you know? So it's like, whenever you do it on your own, you might end up not in the right spot. Not that God can't turn it around for your good, because right. I'm so thankful that God uses my mistakes for my good,
sure.
You know, but you know, when you seek him, you're just going to wake up and you're going to be in the right spot. And yes, it retains all the nutrients. So by freeze drying it, it retains all the nutrients from now to 15 years from now. The cool thing is that you're locking in the value of your dollar now. Beef is going to go up.
Amen.
So what great. You pay now, I mean, gold, people are buying gold, people are sure. buying silver. Yep. That's right. Tell them that, you know, you probably need bullets to protect that stuff, but you can't eat it. So,
that's right.
You know, with this stuff, you're going to be able to trade it for all the gold and the bullets you need. You know, so this is going to be a currency. You know, I tell people all the time, like, this is very important. There's not going to be a time where you can't use it. No. If it starts going through the years and Jesus hasn't came back, start eating it.
That's right.
You know, or substitute it. What we're seeing now is that people are substituting it out for their average ground beef that they're getting already.
That's right.
You know, Ricky, I have to say, I'm sitting here listening to Jordan, and the Lord just keeps speaking to me. You know, some people are saying, why would you guys, and you know, many of you are faithful partners, so you understand, you read the word, you understand why we prepare, why we would do what we do. But you know, the Lord began to show me, he says, there's going to be a day, and you might be sitting there saying, why are you guys preparing with beef or with food or generators or whatever that might be? You know, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker, if you know them and you follow their ministry, we call ourselves, we're an outreach ministry.
That's right.
Our family came together because of outreach ministry, because going outside of the four walls of the church, you know, I think, Ricky, how they came into the inner city of Phoenix, Arizona, and what most middle Americans are starting to face, they're starting to see, you know, they can't afford the groceries, they can't afford food like they used to. That was a part of our lives,
food
our entire lives.
Yeah,
food insecurity.
That's right.
You know, I told someone, I said, every fifth of the month, it was welfare check time.
Yeah,
we knew right. that the welfare was going to be handed out to the inner city. And we looked forward to one meal. Our greatest meal that we had on the fifth of the month, every month, yep. was two pieces of Wonder Bread with the bologna,
that's
one
right.
slice
right
of bologna slice right in the middle.
Right.
As kids, we looked forward to that. That was like the greatest meal you could ever give to us.
That's right.
And so because we come from that lifestyle, we've been raised in that, and we saw what that looks like, we then took on the passion to say, Lord, how do we feed those? How do we utilize these tools that in the last of the last days, God is going to use the full body of Christ. Some are going to be preaching. Some are going to be teaching. Right. Some are going to be in the soup kitchens
That's
making
right.
up food.
Right.
Some are going to be in their different roles because God said it's the entire body.
That's
it's
right.
that pinky. It's that finger. It's that ear. Those
right.
who have ears to hear.
Amen.
And so I want to encourage you, listen, what is your role? Ask yourself that, God, what is my role in these last days, Jesus? If you're a cook, guess what? God's going to use you.
Yes,
if you're
will.
An electrician, God's going to use
That's
you.
Right.
And so I want to just share that passionately with you to say, as you're preparing, preparing is not to bring fear. It's actually very much so the opposite, to say, Lord, as these days begin to occur, Jesus, we will be the lighthouse. We will shine bright. Amen. We will preach the gospel through a packet of food, through a beef, whatever it is, Lord. We're going to use all means to preach the gospel. And so I want to encourage you in that. As you're asking the Lord, Lord, why would I be preparing? What is it that this ministry is trying to help me to understand? It's simple. It's be ready to preach the gospel at whatever cost, with all means possible, whatever that may look like. And so I want to encourage anyone who's sitting out there, because I know that there's a lot of moms out there, a lot of grandmas. You've been preparing, but you're preparing to reach souls in these very last days.
You know, I believe there's no coincidences with God. You know, Marcel, we did have that upbringing, and I look back at my life and I say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to go through what I went through.
Amen.
As a 4-year-old little boy, not knowing where my food was going to come from, stealing food so that I could feed myself and my little sister in the inner city when my birth mother was in prison, when there was adult supervision, but they were other 12 and 13-year-olds not knowing how to raise small children. I had to go out and I had to steal food so that me and my sister could survive. Food insecurity is a real thing. There are many people in the United States of America who find themselves in a position like that. Church, it is our responsibility to feed them.
Yes.
Church, it is our responsibility to clothe them.
Amen.
Pastor Jim and Lori Baker went down into the inner city. They found 9 children. They said, you know what? We are going to change their lives through a yes of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit said, bring these people in, call them your sons and your daughters, and give them the inheritance in which you've been building. Mm-hmm. And friend, I want to tell you, Jesus does the same thing for you.
Oh, wow.
Where you may
That's
be
great.
Someone who is down and you're saying, hey, you know what? I'm not worth saving. God says you are a son and you are a daughter.
Yes.
Believer
watching
right now, that is who you are. You have
That's
the
great.
Inheritance. Yeah. That is the cross. You have been grafted in. You are a part of the family of Jesus Christ. In the same capacity, Pastor Jim Baker did that for us. The Holy Spirit did that for you. Jesus Christ died on a cross so that you could be called a son and a daughter. All you have to do is accept it.
Yes.
All you have to do is say yes.
Thank
All you have
you,
to
Lord.
Do is get to know him. Repent. Believe the gospel. And friend, I promise you, you will have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The most important thing.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Dave, one of the things is I hear a lot, and pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, whatever it is that you choose to believe, I still love you, whatever it is. But a lot of people will say, hey, you know what, Pastor Ricky, I don't feel like I need to prepare because I'm a pre-tribulation person. I believe that we'll be raptured up before that. But I have noticed that this is a trend in the United States of America that most, you know, preachers who preach on the book of Revelation will preach a pre-tribulation. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a bold question.
Yeah.
Reverend Dave Robbins, where do you stand on the issue of pre, post, or mid-tribulation?
Sure. I think, Ricky, I would answer the question not necessarily where do I stand, but what does the Bible say?
Amen.
Amen.
Because that's the most important. My
that's
opinion
right.
really
Amen.
Doesn't matter. Your opinion, whoever else.
Yeah.
It's what does the Bible say?
We have 4 minutes.
If,
Can you tell us what it says? Come
if,
on,
yeah,
open with
I'll
it.
Tell you, everybody in here, if you got a Bible,
yes.
turn to Matthew chapter 24.
Amen.
Turn to Matthew chapter 24. It's you not should. What I think. It's what
Amen.
Does the Bible say?
That's
Jesus,
right.
I'll let Jesus answer this question,
I love
Ricky.
It. See it. Yes.
Matthew chapter 24. It's the most famous prophecy chapter in the Bible, and it's the Olivet Discourse. They ask Jesus, what's going to be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And he starts walking down through there. Take heed that no man deceives you. Many will come in my name and deceive many. And he goes,
That's
you're
right.
going to see a pestilence and earthquakes and pandemics and famines and different things. When the, you see the abomination of desolation occur, let them which be in Judea flee, because great tribulation is going to happen. Then he says, go down to Matthew 24, verse 29.
All right, I'm there.
All right, he says, immediately after.
That's
now,
right.
if that word after said before, we'd have an entirely different conversation.
That's right.
I'm going to circle that word. Come on.
Circle the word, yeah. But
yes,
Jesus said,
right.
This is Jesus talking. Everybody says, oh, I don't, you know, I've had people say, I don't care about the apostles. I want to know what Jesus said.
Amen.
If you're in a red letter edition of Bible, this is red. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, would the sun be darkened, moon shall not give her light,
That's
stars
right.
will fall from heaven, powers of heaven shall be shaken.
Amen.
Then they're going to see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man
yes.
in heaven. He's going to send his angels with the sound of a great trumpet to gather the elect from one end of heaven to the other.
Amen.
So, Jesus coming to gather his elect with the sound of a trumpet, that only happens one time in the near future. The elect in the New Testament is not the Jews only, it's the church, Jew and Gentile mixed. It's the church. You go look up the word elect in the New Testament. There is a time when Paul talks to an elect lady. There's a time when Paul talks to the elect angels. Every other time, the elect is the church. And Jesus said that I'm coming back with the sound of a great trumpet, and I'm going to send my angels to gather the elect. And what's the first sentence of verse 29 say? That will happen immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now, that's one verse. And that's Jesus' answer to your question.
Amen.
So
that's the best answer to my question.
That's the best answer.
Right.
But the thing is, I Amen. Can't look at, there's not one verse in the Bible that would contradict that statement.
Right.
Amen.
Now, I can give you a plethora of verses, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and Revelation 20 and many others. But the thing is that if Jesus said it, I believe it.
Amen.
Yes.
That's it.
Amen.
And so
if Jesus said it, I believe it. That's
because,
the best way
because
to put it,
of that and a plethora of other scriptures, I believe that the rapture will occur immediately after the tribulation of those days.
Yes.
This is why it is important. This Amen. Is very critical in this discussion that people realize the rapture. Then if you can go to Revelation 19 and it gives a chronological order of this, the rapture, we're raptured. We have the marriage supper of the Lamb in the sky. And we go straight to fight on behalf of Israel at the Battle of Armageddon.
Amen.
Some people would say, well, no, that's the U-turn theory. No, the fact of the matter is everybody has to be gathered out of the graves, wherever. If you're born again, your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
You have to be gathered to the marriage supper of the Lamb in the sky.
Amen.
So there has to be a gathering.
That's right.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 calls it the coming of the Lord and our gathering together unto him. It says it twice, that day.
Yes.
That day.
So it's one continuous event. We're gathered together unto him. We have the marriage supper of the Lamb in the sky. We go straight to fight on behalf of Israel at the Battle of Armageddon as an army with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Jude, he comes with 10,000s of his saints. So once you get that concept and you understand that, then you can say, okay, I know what Jesus is talking about in Matthew 24, that immediately after the tribulation of those days, would the sun be dark and moon shine like every light and this, that. And that's when he's going to come to gather the elect.
Amen.
So that's why I can't bring myself... If there was a verse in there that said he's going to come before the rapture and gather, before the tribulation and gather his saints, I would believe it.
Amen.
Because I believe every word in this book.
Amen.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, Jesus said it would happen immediately after the tribulation. So that's what I have to believe.
You made the best
Amen.
Statement. If Jesus said it, I believe it.
That's
Come
it.
On,
Amen.
Friends. That's all we have to base off. Hey, I want you to go to our affiliate program. Understanding the End Times is available. If you go to End Time Ministry, we want to support them. We want to support Grid Down Chowdown. It's an important work you guys
right,
are doing.
Absolutely.
We have an affiliate program with them as well. You can go to jimbakershow.com. A lot of the partners are getting on to me because I kept saying thejimbakershow.com. Friends, I'm sorry. I'm glad you corrected me, though.
Yes.
Jimbakershow.com.
Right.
Or you can call us at 1-888-988-1588. And remember this, friends, if you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, I still love you
Thank
and God
you
loves
Lord.
You.
Amen.
He really does.
Amen.
Bye-bye for today.
That's awesome.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
And the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among
you? You never know who is going to be on The Jim Baker Show.
We want to thank you for your prayers and support. If you want to see more from us and our family, go to watchjimbakershow.com. And as my dad always says, remember, God loves you. He really does.